Track 7, more news stories. New sheep worrying laws are backed. Dog owners are being urged to act responsibly around farm animals as new legislation to tackle livestock worrying comes into force. The updated law, which came into force on Wednesday, March the 18th, strengthens protections for livestock by giving police and courts greater powers to deal with incidents where dogs chase, attack, or threaten farm animals. Livestock worrying continues to cause serious harm to animal welfare and significant distress and financial loss for farmers. Importantly, the changes mean alpacas and llamas are now legally recognised as livestock, and incidents that occur on roads and public rights of way will be treated as offences, as well as those in fields and enclosures. Devon County Council's Cabinet Member for Rural Affairs, Councillor Cheryl Cottle-Hunkin, welcomed the legislation, calling it a long overdue step. Councillor Cottle-Hunkin said, "Even a single incident can have devastating consequences for farmers and animals. These stronger powers send a clear message that irresponsible behaviour will not be tolerated while still allowing people to enjoy the countryside responsibly." Sergeant Jules Fry, Devon and Cornwall Police Livestock Lead and Rural Affairs Officer, said, "Many dog owners may not realise that even a brief chase can cause extreme stress to livestock, leading to injury, death, or the loss of unborn lambs. In most cases, these incidents are entirely preventable. The best way to protect both dogs and livestock is to keep dogs on a lead anywhere near livestock. The only exception is if you are chased by cattle, when you should release your dog for your own safety. Under the new law, police will have wider powers to investigate incidents, including seizing dogs suspected of livestock worrying and collecting forensic evidence where necessary. Anyone witnessing livestock worrying is urged to report it. Call 999 if an incident is in progress, or 101 if it has already occurred."
Three boats were destroyed in a fire at a Dawlish beach that is believed to have been started deliberately. Fire crews from Tynmouth and Dawlish were called into action in the early hours of Friday morning, March the 20th, after a call was received reporting a fire near the toilets at Boat Cove. When firefighters arrived, they were met with three boats that were well alight. The crews got to work, quickly preventing the fire spreading. Unfortunately, three boats were severely damaged, with a fourth boat also sustaining damage. A spokesman for Dawlish Fire Station said the cause of the fire is believed to have been deliberate, and the police were also informed.
Council approve Sheldon Cookery School plan. A new cookery school to be based at the Sheldon Farm has taken its next step to becoming a reality as planners approved its construction management plan. Submitted by the Towell family, the initial application sought permission to convert an agricultural building at New Barn Farm into a cookery school. It has been approved by Teignbridge Council in September 2025. However, the approval was subject to conditions. A CMP has been submitted and subsequently approved by the council. As such, the new cookery school has taken its next step to becoming a reality. The change of use was inspired by the field-to-fork concept, which emphasises the journey of food from its origin to the consumer's plate.
Train station to undergo vintage makeover. A Teignbridge railway station could be brought back to its Art Deco heyday if a planning application gets the green light. Submitted by Great Western Railway, the application is seeking permission for a series of refurbishment works at Dawlish Railway Station, including replacing the signage to mimic the Art Deco style of the early 20th century. The proposal is also seeking permission for a replica Great Railway notice board with replica posters. Built in an Italianate style for South Devon Railway on the site of an earlier station building, Dawlish Railway Station opened in 1875 and is Grade 2 listed. As such, it requires listed building consent. Teignbridge Council are expected to make decision by May the 11th.
The first veterans event at a Newton Abbott Community Centre has been described as a great success by a town councillor. Councillor Mike Joyce was among the many attendees at the Courtney Centre on Wednesday, March the 11th, for Templar Wellbeing's inaugural Armed Forces event as part of its monthly community support service. The event brought together several organisations, including Newton Abbott Police, Andy's Man Club and Devon Carers. Councillor Joyce said the event was the brainchild of Nadine Freestone, who, through her association with the local patient participation groups and Devon Carers, saw a gap that, in her view, needed to be attended to. While discussing this on Wednesday with Nadine, she admitted that in setting this up, it did cross her mind whether it would be well attended or whether there would be a lack of interest. Well, fear not, Nadine, from the buzz, it showed there was a need and it was well attended. It also gave an opportunity for those organisations attending to network, providing further opportunities to cooperate and communicate, ensuring that veterans and their families know where to reach out for support and advice.